This is Mark Steiner, and today is January the 19th. That was The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by the band. And today, throughout the South, states celebrate the Confederacy. In Texas, it's Confederate Heroes Day. In Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, it's Robert E. Lee Day. Today, they celebrate the fact that Georgia joined South Carolina, Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama in seceding from the United States in 1861. Without Georgia, the Confederacy might not have survived. Georgia was key to the success of the secessionist movement. And today they celebrate the birth in 1807 of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. I think about the events we remember today, about the Holocaust in Europe we'll be talking about. What would we think if Germany celebrated Adolf Hitler's birthday? Is this just remembering the brave men and women who died fighting for the South in a war between brethren? Or is this a celebration of racism, of the enslavement of Africans? Is this the part of the vestiges of deep-seated racist feelings being celebrated under the cloak of historic respectability? On this Martin Luther King Day, we need to wrestle with this. Speaking of the European Holocaust and reflecting on this celebration of the Confederacy, today in 1945, Soviet forces liberated the Lodz Ghetto. The Nazis established this ghetto in 1940 with over 200,000 prisoners, men, women, and children. Less than 1,000 survived the Nazi occupation. The ghetto was run by a man named Chaim Mordechai Rumkowski. He was one of the Judenrats, those Jews who collaborated with the Nazis. Tyrannically running that ghetto, he rationed the food in order to keep the inhabitants just short of starvation. One loaf of bread was to last a family for 8 days. He created industries to serve the Nazi war machine in the ghetto. That industry greatly benefited the German army and kept the ghetto and its inhabitants vital to the war effort. Only 977 adults and 12 children survived the Lodz Ghetto, which was liberated today, 1945. And today, in 1983, Nazi war criminal Klaus Barbie was arrested in Bolivia. He was known as the Butcher of Lyon for his torture of French prisoners as head of the Gestapo. He hunted down leftists, Jews, and Romani gypsies. But after the war, the United States government hired Klaus Barbie for his anti-Marxist intelligence and arranged for him to escape to Bolivia. He was part of the CIA team that captured Che Guevara in Bolivia in 1967. After almost 20 years later, Barbie was extradited back to Paris, to France, by the Bolivian government to stand trial. He was sentenced to life in prison for crimes against humanity and died in prison. We celebrate the birthday of an important artist today, even though historians aren't sure whether she was born in late 1886 or early 1887. I'm talking about Clementine Hunter, an artist some have called the Black Grandma Moses. She was born in the Hidden Hill Plantation in Natichoke Parish, Louisiana, a place so harsh that many think it was the inspiration for Harry Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin. The family moved further north in Louisiana. She worked all day on the plantation, washed clothes at night for the people in the big house, raised her children, and then stole away at night or in the quiet of the day to paint on any surface she could find. Old clothes, corn stalks, pieces of wood, discarded paper. She did so well that she, in a sense, bought her freedom, and she moved to Tennessee, to a small place, using the money she made from her work. Clementine Hunter's work documents the life of the plantation, the life of black folks in the rural South. She's remembered as one of our great folk artists in America. And it's the birthday of our friend, brilliant novelist and writer, and frequent guest on the Mark Steiner Show, Edwidge Danticat, born on this day in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, in 1969. And in 1993, we lost the iconic businessman Reginald F. Lewis to brain cancer. Before he died, he became the richest African-American in America. He was born here in Baltimore, had an Afro-American paper-newspaper route, was football star at Dunbar, went on to Virginia State, became a lawyer with a huge corporate firm in New York. He bought his first company, a sewing company, and then went on to buy Beatrice Foods, which he turned into a billion-dollar company. He wrote a number of books, the most memorable of which is Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun? So we remember the giant of business and philanthropy, Reginald F. Lewis. And here's a song for us to think about on this January the 19th. We celebrate the 1809 birthday of the man who created the literary genres of detective mysteries and horror stories. He may have been born in Boston, but this man who wrote The Raven, The Fall of the House of Usher, The Telltale Heart, and many more, Edgar Allan Poe, belongs to Baltimore. This is Cuban musician Silvio Rodriguez's song dedicated to Edgar Allan Poe, Trova de Edgardo. Happy birthday, Poe. Just to continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Página celeste.